All right, guys, so this video is for all the folks who are kind of saying to themselves, outreach doesn't work, or I'm not getting replies in my outreach, or I just don't get what I would say, or I don't want to be salesy, I don't want to be spamming people. So this is going to walk you through a really, really effective way to do outreach. By offering something of value to your prospects in that first message. And I'm just going to show you kind of to give you to get the juices flowing a little bit on some ideas for your business. So I'm just going to walk through a quick example of a quick tool I built for one of our clients that should give you some ideas of at least what's possible right now in terms of how you can start to help your prospects right away when you're doing outreach. So I'll just walk you through the steps on how I do this. So step one is I just come over here to ChatGPT and I'll just talk to ChatGPT like this, and I'll say something like, "Hey, so I want to create a tool for one of my clients that's in, he has an IT company, and we want to I want to just some ideas on what would be really, really useful for his prospects, a tool that we can build in Lovable and that's going to be really useful for small to medium-sized companies on how to maybe save money on their Microsoft subscriptions, or just some ideas on how they can turn maybe their IT center from a cost center into a profit center. So give me 10 ideas. And I'll pick one of those that we can build in Lovable." So just so you guys know, Lovable is a tool I'm working with a bit that allows you to create really, really good. It's a no-code tool on how you create interesting tools that I'm using in our outreach campaign. So here's my prompt that I just talked to ChatGPT, and we're gonna get some ideas here. Okay. Here, Microsoft 365 cost efficiency checker. So that's actually really similar to the one I built that I'll show you. So this is the first step. So you just go through here and you say, "Hey, which one of these is going to be really good to build? Which one of these do I actually want to build?" Okay, great. I'm going to go with the first one actually, Microsoft 365 cost efficiency checker, because that's actually really similar to the one I have built already. So I'm just going to say, "Great, I really like idea number one, which is the Microsoft 365 cost efficiency checker. Now I want you to create me a really detailed prompt that I can copy and paste into Lovable to build this tool. So give me everything I need in just one prompt so I can copy and paste it now." Okay. And we're going to get the prompt that I'm going to put into Lovable in just a second here. Sometimes, as you guys know, ChatGPT takes a minute, but has come through so far. Sometimes, if it does a stall out like this, I'll refresh the page. But anyway, it's going to give me a prompt. We'll come back to the prompt here. Just looks like it's taking a second. Let me refresh it. I already did this, so I can just go over here. And so once I get that prompt, I'm just going to come over here and I'm going to copy and paste it into Lovable. Okay. And this looks, maybe like a complicated program, but this is the output after I put in the prompt. And as you can see, I have the final version here. It has a nice branding up here. And it really just created a useful tool for the prospects of my client. So I can just have them take, through our outreach, they can take a quick assessment on, their Microsoft 365 and see. So say I have, 150, maybe I have 150 active licenses. Maybe they're spending like $12,000 a month, or who knows. And then, what are they using? They're using OneDrive and Outlook and Teams, okay. And it's just going to give a really helpful output at the end, depending on, what you put in. Maybe they have 51 and 200 employees. And let's say this is for like Nike.com, whatever. We'll just put in a URL, put in your URL. And you get your results here. So it just kind of tells you like what the average overspend might be, and you know, what are you underusing, what's redundant, and you know, as you can see here, we have moderate bloat. And then, hey, if you want to figure out, you know, what you can do about this, then you can book a call. So this is just to kind of give you an idea. We'll go back here and see if it gave. Yeah, so it didn't give the prompt, but that's all right. So this is just really an idea on the types of tools that we can build to give your prospects good value. And now your outreach to them can say, hey, you know, a lot of folks in your space are spending a lot on Microsoft 365. I created a quick tool that'll help you identify that spend in, you know, less than 3 minutes. Can I send you the link? You know, so that's a really helpful outreach, and it kind of just gets the conversation started. And we're just seeing really, really good results with our clients when we're using things like this. So we use videos as well, but you know, that's what we're doing here, is really coming up with what's the strategy to get the conversation started in a really helpful way, so you build that trust from the very first message. So anyway, hope that sparks some ideas for you. If you're interested in want to brainstorm a little bit about your outreach strategy and the value offer that you can build for that, and put a campaign together, I'd be happy to chat, whether we work together or not. Yeah, hope to talk to you soon. Thanks.